Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast, featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's gonna be boo-boo this entire time, I'm gonna be mad.
Howdy and welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. We're your hosts, Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. And today we're going to talk to you about different types of side hustles and why some of them are faster to build up than others. And what we really mean there is why there's some side hustles you can go in and expect to make money pretty quickly. And then there's others where it's really a long-term play and it's going to take a lot of time to build up. What's really great about this particular topic is that Bobby and I both had multiple businesses, but Bobby's core business is a blog, which is one of those takes a really long time to build up and to make money from. And my core business, my second business, was a digital marketing agency, which is one of those that you can make money really fast, but it doesn't have that kind of that leverage of your time, that leverage of how much you're earning potential without really scaling out, building a team. So this is going to be a really fun topic. And you know, Bobby, as usual, why don't you kick us off a little bit and dive into it?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is something that I've always, in my industry, I talk to a lot of bloggers that have started a blog as a side hustle, and they're always frustrated because they start it, and this is so common in any,
any business in general.
Yeah, but yeah. It's really magnified in blogging. Yep. They start a blog, you know, they start their business, they read something where it was like, this is a great side hustle, this is a great way to make money.
And then make $1 million in a week.
Yeah, make a ton of money. And they get into it and a month goes by, 2 months goes by, 3 months goes by, and they haven't made a dollar yet. And yeah. Then they go, well, what the heck? Like, I thought I was going to be making so much money.
Scrooge McDuck in this. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's one of those things that I've always tried to explain to bloggers, like, yeah, you should start a blog. Totally. If you want to, blogging is a great business. However, you're going to have to provide some services, namely marketing or, you know, whatever else, if you want to make money, like flipping items or whatever, like you've got to do something to bring money in. And so I think that this is a great topic because it's, you know, the art of creating an audience versus the art of making money quickly and which one of those is kind of the right way to go. And so for what I had to do, I started my blog and I was dumb because I just quit my job and I was like, oh,
broke's a joke. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I had money saved up, but I didn't have any income. And Millennial Money Man I didn't make my first, God, I can't remember how many months it was. It was months where I didn't make, I made my $3 from Google Ad Revenue, but like real money, my first thing was like $300 from a widget that I had installed on my site. And the company reached out to me and they're like, hey, we want to pay you to put our widget on the site. And they pay, you know, I didn't even know what to do. So I asked another blogger friend, like, hey, how much do I charge for this? And they're like, eh, you can probably get away with $300. And so that was it. Like my first thing with Millennial Money Man was $300.
Nice.
But that was months in. But at the same time, I was doing this digital marketing.
I bet it felt great though.
It did. Yeah, it was great. But at the same time, it was like, it's not sustainable. It's not something you can live on. So obviously that's not a side hustle, but I think what happens a lot of times, and we'll dig more into that story and more into this, but blogging or, you know, you have to have, if you're going to start a side hustle and you want to stick with it and you want to do really well, you got to make money quickly. You got to have quick wins. Yep. Blogging is not that, but there's a lot of validity to blogging as a side hustle. It just takes longer.
Yeah. Well, and let's take a moment to kind of like, you and I have talked about side hustles and we feel like you can kind of divide them up into two categories. And there's like the audience building pathway. And then there's the freelancing pathway. And so the audience building pathway is going to be, I'm going to start a blog. I'm going to start, you know, doing videos. I'm going to do a vlog. I'm going to start a YouTube channel, or I'm going to start a podcast, right? So audio, video, written word. And the goal there is you're going to create content. You're going to consistently produce it over a period of time. You're going to gather followers, and eventually you're going to sell them something, whether that's an affiliate thing or a product of your own. And then the other route is the freelance route, which is I'm going to provide a service. I'm going to provide my time. And, you know, that's going to be, you know, like our side hustle course, we teach people how to provide Facebook ads, you know, manage Facebook ads for local businesses, but it also might be copywriting, web development, providing SEO services. There's all kinds of freelance services. You know, I've got a friend that is a former teacher that provides, that she edits papers for people. Like, oh, you've got a big paper, you know, I'll edit it and help you with the grammar and cleaning it up and that kind of thing. So it's providing a service. And when you really split those, they really fall into the two kind of categories that Bobby was talking about. The content, the blogging, the vlog, the podcast, that's the long term, the slow build. We're going to produce content that people find to be entertaining and valuable and they can learn from and build an audience of loyal fans. We'll sell them something later. And then there's the freelance work where it's, I'm going to hustle. I'm going to give up my time to help other people make money, to provide whatever service they need, and you're going to make money. Now, for us, we believe in a little bit of both, but you can really divide it into those two categories, and neither one is wrong, right? But they're different, you know? And one of the things I would say, a lot of your audience that follow you, they see what you're doing. They see your income reports. They see the money you're making, and they want to start a blog. And we're all for that. But when you're starting a blog, you got to make a decision, because usually if you're going to start a blog and you're going to be successful with it, and when I say blog, I mean YouTube channel, I mean podcast. If you're going to do that, if you're going to build an audience, you need to already have a full-time job, and you're doing the blog as a side hustle and building it up over time until it's making money. Or if you're a freaking maniac, like the Bobster over here.
I was just like, man, I did all this stuff so wrong.
You did everything so wrong, but you also did it so right, right? Because, you know, if you're crazy like Bobby, where you go, hey, I made $3 from this site, I'm doing this full time, and you leave. And then, you know, he's talked about how he didn't make money for a couple of months, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a while. it sucked. And then he landed a client. What he did is then he said, I've got to make money somehow. And he said, I'm going to provide digital marketing services, and went and landed your first client there. And that's the active, the freelancing route that we talked about. And so, you know, that's why we preach so much. If you're a Bobby and you have a blog, then you need to go provide, you need to develop a skill that you can use for yourself. Like, you used Facebook ads to grow your own business, but you also provided that as a service. You provided SEO as a service, something you also used for yourself. You learn how to build your business and provided that for somebody else to make money. But then also, if you're in my realm, if you're providing a service, you need to not do what I did. You need to go build an audience, right? Like, I had an audience in a previous life, but for this business, I own a domain, but I haven't launched my website yet. You need to go and build a blog and produce content and share your knowledge, create a Facebook group, whatever it is. So whichever end you're on, you need to go do the other. But those are really the two paths.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, I think a lot of times what I see from bloggers, you know, and I'll just talk from that perspective because I see it so much. They get this idea in their head, and I've tried really hard not to promote this idea, but there's this idea that you can start a blog and that you can, you know, make all of this magic affiliate money that's passive, even though it's not really passive, and just have this incredible life. And then you see like the people on Instagram that are sharing their like their dream lives.
Living in a van down by the river.
or whatever, you know, like maybe it's a sailboat, whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. There's all these different ways that you live. And that stuff's all real. But the reality is most of those people in the beginning had some kind of service that they were providing. You know, like my story, I could very well go live on a sailboat or in an RV or in a tent or wherever I want to right now, only because I had a business where I was providing marketing services. And then I could take money because I was making money providing a service, and I could take that money and put it back into my blog with Facebook ads and grow it and cycle that money back in. Right. You know, there's really no secret to business. You have to have money, or it's a lot easier if you have money to put back in.
Or you have to hustle your face off.
Yeah. Or you have to be okay with that. If it's just a blog, you have to be okay. If you're like, well, I want to start a blog. And this is what I like. This is going back to what I was saying.
Right.
I see a lot of bloggers that are stubborn about this because they're like, no, I want that dream lifestyle. I want
right.
that without having to deal with the client stuff. And that doesn't exist. Like it just, if you think that unless you're willing to play the long game and go years without making money, or at least click publish on a blog post X amount of times per week for a year without making a dime. If you're not willing to do that, you have to provide services. There's just no other way around it.
See, and I love that because for you, you left your job, you had a blog, but you weren't making money for the blog yet. And you did what you had to do to get by. You started providing a service. You started sharing things you'd learned, helping other people to make money. But eventually your blog did make money. And now you're in a position where you've been able to cut way back on the service you're providing and really limit how many clients you have, you know. And then on the flip side for me, I haven't built an audience. I probably should have. Who knows where I would be with things if I had created an audience. But for me, you've got to know yourself too. You've got to know your limitations. When I was starting this business, I was staying home with a kid. I was still working as an attorney. You know, I still had another business at one point, right? And at one point I had a kid, I had a baby, a newborn. I had another business and I was working as an attorney full time. And it did not make sense for me to put time. Like, when was I going to write a blog post? Like when was I going to do that? And so for me, and even in my previous business, I really turned to video because I could pull my phone out and talk into the camera for 3 minutes every day, you know, but writing took a lot more time. But, you know, so I turned in both my businesses to paid traffic and I threw money at the problem. And you've really, like, if you're going to build an audience, you've got two choices. You can put in time or you can put in money as the shortcut and you've got to pay for it. And I was willing to pay for it and take that risk. Yeah. But I think, you know, the big thing here we've got, whether if you're listening to this, you're either, you know, you're wanting to start a side hustle, maybe you already have a business, or maybe you're wanting to promote a blog. I know a lot of Bobby's audience is wanting to start a blog, or they've started a blog and they haven't been there yet. And I think what your story is the path that we recommend, which is start building an audience, but go provide a service, you know. It doesn't matter if you've got a skill, if you're good at building websites, go build websites for people. If you know a lot about SEO and you're using that for your blog, go provide SEO. If you're a good writer and you can either be a copywriter or you can do freelance like gig writing, like actually get paid to write articles for people, go do that. If you don't have a damn clue what you can do, if you don't really have a skill yet, then go check out the Facebook Side Hustle course and learn how to run Facebook ads for local businesses, because you can make $1,000 off of your first client and earn money that way that you can then reinvest in your business, or just to pay the bills until your blog is paying the bills.
Right. I think let's talk about this for a little bit, because I think one of the things that a lot of people don't know is what they want to do.
Yeah.
When I started Millennial Money Man, I was... You know, actually, when I started Millennial Money Man, it wasn't to necessarily become like a super rich blogger. Like wasn't what it was. I was actually going to do rolling seminars where I taught kids, high school kids, personal finance topics, because that's how I started this whole thing. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I had, I wrote about my personal, my student loans and everything. And I was so passionate about it. And I had these students that we had this advisory period. And they emailed us these stupid advisory lessons. And I knew the principal. I knew he just made them up like the day before, like right before he sent them or whatever, these dumb lessons. I'd send them out and I'd look at them and I'd just be like, I'm not teaching that. And so I'd go out there and I'd be like, all right, kids, they gave me some English lesson. We're not doing that. We're going to talk about credit reports today or just whatever. And like, that's when I realized that kids really love personal finance. So, I mean, and I could go on for a long time.
People like talking about money.
Yeah. Kids especially love it because they're like, every kid wants to be rich because the world hasn't told them yet that they can't be. And so like every kid in their imagination, they're like, I can be wealthy. And they haven't gotten to the point where society goes, no, it's too hard. No, you can't do it. No, you need to do this. No, you need to do this. So what I found with kids. And so like, I found that they really loved it. So I was teaching these lessons and I didn't know anything about really growing an audience. I didn't know anything about marketing. I was just like, I'm going to quit my job and do these these seminars and I can charge $50 a head or whatever.
Right.
I didn't even know how it was going to work. That was my way to make money because I didn't know anything about online businesses. And then I very quickly found out like, no, I really like writing content. I really like building an audience. And then from you were talking about like at some point I had to start making money. Like fear is a hell of a drug.
Fear is,
so when you're like where I was and I wasn't making any money, I had to bring in money. So it was the marketing services. But if you're going to start a side hustle, if you're going into it and you're like, okay, I want to do something and I want to make money doing whatever, you have to decide, and this is something I didn't do, but you should do, how you want to get there. And a lot of people don't do that.
And this, a lot of the stuff we talk about is to help other people avoid the mistakes we made or to get a shortcut. And deciding how you want to make money is a big time shortcut because a lot of people, they saw a way and they went and did that. Yeah. Okay. I actually want to go back to something that you said earlier, which was this concept that, you know, your students didn't believe, like they hadn't been indoctrinated, they couldn't be wealthy yet. And I think it's a really important thing. And I want to come back to, because I think if you're going to start a side hustle, you have to believe that you can make money and you can change your life and that it can have a big impact. And I think it can. And it goes back to our, you know, original episode that every single person, you know, we talked about in the first episode, every single person should start a side hustle because you can make money online. It's going to seem tough at times, but you can make money online so easily. And you should probably choose one path or the other, you know, whether you're going to start a blog or you're going to provide a service or anything, but you can make money. And so you can be wealthy. And so you right now as the listener, you're probably indoctrinated. You've got this 9-to-5. You think that you can't have all this money. But here's an interesting story. We haven't really talked about this on the podcast yet, but I went to law school. I went to a expensive university, one of the largest universities in the country. I then went to a private law school and came out with six figures in student debt. And I started a side hustle when I was in law school that allowed me to leave my job, stay home with my boys. And then after we launched our course and, you know, just the combined incomes of all that allowed me to pay off six figures in student debt in one day, in one freaking day. And if you would have told me that, like that I could do that even a year and a half ago, I would have been like, you are on some hella good drugs, right? Like you need to stop. Yeah. And so I kept thinking about this as you were talking about these students. They don't know that they can't be wealthy yet. And then we know you can be wealthy. You can make good money. And even if you're not wealthy, even if you're not making $100,000 a month, which we're not, but you know, some people online are, or if you're not making even $100,000 a year yet, you can make good money. You can make an extra $1,000 to $2,000 a month even, which can have a huge impact on your life. And so I kind of want to come back to that and get your thoughts on it, because I think this is something that we want to drive home, is that not only how do you build a business and what do you need to do to be successful, but just the idea that like, you can do this, you can be successful and you should give it a try.
Yeah. No, and that was one of the coolest things about being a teacher and seeing those kids. It's like high school students or any student, one thing that I always observe is like they just never knew what they couldn't do. You know what I mean? Like like their parents, everybody around them, their teachers are all telling them like, you can be whatever you want to be in life. You can do anything. And so they all have that attitude. And then somewhere around the age, I always saw it was like around the age of like 17,
The time you start applying for college.
Exactly.
And when they started applying for college. Your family is like, you're not going to be an artist. You're not going to be a pro athlete. Go do something practical like being an engineer.
Right. Or the students saw, and this is something that really kind of happened to me a little bit, is like I was horrible in like high school and junior high. My grades sucked. I was not a good student. And a lot of that's because I guess I was supposed to be an entrepreneur. But a lot of them all of a sudden they get this realization that they're like, wow, the things that I did the past 4 years are going to keep me from success in my life. And so I saw a lot of students when they were talking about the colleges, they would settle for certain things that maybe they didn't need to or whatever. Like all of a sudden there was this crushing reality of all these adults around them being like, well, you can't do this. You can't do this. And so from the age of like 17, 18, everybody goes through this process of limiting themselves mentally. Like they put themselves in a box of what they can do and what they can't do. And I did the same thing because I think I'm smart enough, hopefully, to do pretty much anything I want to do in life, but I felt like I'm really good at music. I should just be a teacher. because I know I can do that really, really well. Yeah. I never thought I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I didn't think right. I could. And so right. I was a teacher for 3 years, and then I got so fed up with it because I felt trapped every day. And yeah. that was enough for me to go, okay, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. Now I'm successful at that. And so it's just one of the things that you have to break that mentality. You have to kind of break through that box that you've been put in by society a little bit. And you can make money. I mean, not everybody's going to be a millionaire. Not everybody's going to be right. even making $100,000 a year, but you can be happy.
Yeah.
You can make great money online.
Well, and here's a great point. Maybe you can make $65,000 a year in your career that you got your college degree from. But if yeah. you could make $60,000 a year from a blog or from providing digital marketing services or from some sort of online business, and have yeah. kind of the freedom and be your own boss, is that extra five worth it? Is $50,000 a year, if you can live off that, versus $60,000 a year, is that worth it? You know, I think that's something like, you know, people don't really think about. And then two, because I don't want to forget this, because you were just talking about like feeling trapped in your job. And I was kind of the opposite. I didn't feel trapped. I felt lost. I felt like I had all of these things that I was interested in. And I was just wandering around trying to figure out like what is right for me. And yeah. so I went to college thinking I was going to commission into the military. I started off in the engineering department. I ended up studying Russian at one point. You know, I ended up doing political science. I went to law school and through this whole entire thing, I was just like, what am I supposed to be doing? Even in yeah. law school, it was like, man, I'm more interested in the business stuff than I would. That should have been a sign, right? It was more just in the business yeah. stuff than I was in the law stuff. So whether you're in something that you feel trapped or you're doing something, you're on a journey and you don't really feel like you know where you're going, entrepreneurship is a good thing to try on, because the yeah. great thing about an entrepreneurship is this term side hustle, that it can be something you do on the side. If you're passionate about something, or even if you don't, if you're passionate about something, you can do something. You were passionate about personal finance. You started writing about personal finance. At the time in my first business, I was passionate about fitness because I wasn't out of shape like I am right now. I was in really good shape. I loved working out. I loved nutrition. I enjoyed it. And I started talking about it, but it doesn't even have to be that. You know, I talk about Facebook ads all the time. We have a course talking about Facebook advertising as a service. Right. I'm not passionate about Facebook ads. I can talk to you about it and sound super nerdy because I'm very knowledgeable about it, but it's not like I wake up and I'm like, I'm going to create some ads today. It doesn't like get me excited or anything, yeah. but that's the other great thing about a side hustle. Sometimes you can just do something to make money because you're excited about making the money. And I don't think most people will talk about that, but like that can be a motivator. Like my side hustle, my first one, the fitness business, started, even though I said I was passionate about that, it wasn't that I was passionate about it that I started. It was, I saw an opportunity to make money
right.
and I took it, right? And that sustained yeah. me because I went, I've got these student loans I got to pay off. Let's start making some money. So right. either way.
Well, you know, the cool thing there is that you had that thing that was driving you that you had to pay, like you had to pay off your student loans. Right. I think a lot of people don't identify those things in their life where they're like, they have this thing that's hanging over them, whether like for me, it wasn't student loans because I had paid off my student loans, but it was that I hated my job.
Right.
You're so lost, but you also had these student loans that you had to pay off and they were hanging over right. you, like probably a dark yeah. cloud. I've got to do that. I'm a big believer in channeling those really negative things in your life
into positive things.
Yeah. Like I felt so trapped and so just frustrated. And
yeah.
So that was enough for me to go, Instead of ignoring it, I think that's where a lot of people go wrong. They ignore it or they try to like,
they ignore the bad thing.
Yeah. Or they try to hide it. They try to mask it.
Yep.
Instead of
attacking it
and going, man, my life is not what I thought it was going to be. This sucks. How can I fix it? You know, where yeah. what can I do next? And so many people, I see it all the time where people just, they go through life and they have these things that suck and they run from them instead of just embracing it, because it was like what I was talking about earlier, the fear
yep.
and sadness and pain and all those things can be crazy motivators. Yeah. It can be great motivators. Well, it sucks, but it's true.
And let me let you in on a little secret. I talk about like feeling lost and not really knowing what I wanted to do. I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Like if you looked at it objectively, or if you were somebody other than me and you looked at it and you're like, I know Mike Yonda, I know his personality, lawyer fits. Like it fit. Does. Like if you talk to anybody, it's, you know, they'll say, okay, very opinionated. He'll argue with you, you know, like there's just certain personality traits I have that really fit into that, you know, but it wasn't that for me. It was I'm going to go do something to make a little extra money. Like it was not like a long-term thing. It was like, I'm going to go do this little business for a little while, kind of ignorantly. I'm going to make some money. It's going to help me pay down the student loans faster. I'm going to go do my life's work, which was the lawyer thing. And through that, I found something not only that I was really passionate about and I really enjoyed that we can talk about for hours on a podcast or on a live stream or whatever, but I found something I was really good at.
Yeah.
Like I can argue and negotiate with the best of them, but man, like business is just something I naturally took to. And so what I love about it is you can build it around anything, right? You can go provide a service thing, but like, if you're going to do a blog, there's something you're passionate about. You can talk about, go talk about it, you know, go talk about it, start writing about it. There's going to be other people that are passionate about that too. But what I like to point out is you can talk about something you're passionate about, the blogging route. Or you can just go make money, the freelance route. You don't have to do something you're passionate about. And it can always morph, right? We're doing something now. Laptop Empires is something I'm passionate about. My agency is not necessarily something I'm passionate about. It's my bread and butter moneymaker, you know?
You know, the funny thing I was thinking about for both of us, and this is totally a luxury, our main things have kind of become side hustles.
That's true.
I think about it. And for me, I still do digital marketing work, not as much as I used to, but I still do it because it's just consistent money that comes in and I'm not passionate about it, but I want to make money. And also, you know, Mike and I talk about this a lot. We want to stay current with the things that we're doing with marketing. So it's important to do that, but neither of us need to do those things. I don't have to monetize Millennial Money, man. I could use it as straight lead gen for Laptop Empires. I don't have to monetize it anymore. I don't have to do marketing work. You don't have to have an agency the size that you do, but those are things that we still do. And so that's a good example. So when we say things like just go do something for money, and people are probably listening to that, like, well, you guys have the dream business. We still do things we don't want to do all the time.
Yeah.
Like every day. We still do things we don't want to do. And every entrepreneur, and this is where I think a problem is, especially in my industry with the blogging industry. There are so many people on Instagram and just bloggers in general that sell a fake reality. We're gonna get real here for a second. There are a lot of bloggers, and a lot of the bloggers that you guys know, if you're in person, the personal finance world, a lot of it, I wouldn't say it's bogus, but it's misrepresented. A lot of people are using a lot of marketing gimmicks, or they're twisting their story, or they're doing a lot of things to present this reality to people.
That isn't real.
It's not real to either start a blog or there's all these different things that are done. And fortunately, I'm in a place now where I make enough money from my multiple businesses where I don't.
Where you can just say, screw it. I'm just going to tell you how it is.
I'll just tell it how it is. And that is what it is. And so a lot of people, so going back to, you know, choosing what you're going to do and people giving up on their side hustles, a lot of that comes from being misled about what it is. And that's a problem. That's a big problem in the blogging industry. And it's a big problem in the marketing industry too. You and I have talked about this all the time. There are people that sell
bogus
courses that are totally, but they don't have any clients. They don't do anything. Yeah. They're selling you a bill of goods. And
we've got students that are like, I've bought six different courses and spent $1,000, $2,000 on these courses.
Right.
And this little, you know, what a 397 course is more in depth than the $2,000 course. And anyway, what you got to realize here is you've got to kind of decide, like, are you trying to doing the side hustle to make money? Like right now, if you're doing it to increase your income right now, or maybe it's short term. Right? Like I started my side hustle because I wanted to make some money to pay loans, and I never intended to do it long-term. It was meant to be 3 to 5 years. And then I just discovered kind of like my calling, right? If you know that, if it's just, I need to make some money, go the freelancer route. But if it's something that you're willing to wait, you have a career you love, or it's something you want to do, but you're willing to put into work to do something else, then the blogging thing, it's the long-term play. It might take you 2 to 3 years to make money, right? If you look at how much money Bobby's made from his income reports in a 3-year period, what you need to do when you look at that is realize that Bobby's achieved something in 3 years that takes most people seven.
Or some people their whole careers.
Or their whole careers, yeah. So I want to kind of like wrap this podcast episode. I want to come back to something. It was at the very beginning of this, I wrote down a question that I wanted to ask you. Sure. And so I'm going somewhere with this, but we'll, you know, I want you to answer this however long it takes. You started your blog. You left your job as a band director with $3 in profit from Millennial Money Man, which I know. I love it though. So ballsy. It's amazing what you can do in ignorance, right? So you leave your job, newly married. How long did it take you before you made real money? Like you felt like you were making a living wage off of your blog.
Off of the blog?
Oh yeah.
It probably a year. Here's what I mean. I had the marketing work, and I've told you this. My first client was a $3,000 a month client, which is stupid. I feel okay. There's a movie. Deadpool. In Deadpool 2, there is a one of the characters is a person. I think their name's Lucky.
And hey, wait, we're gonna pause this here for a minute because it is June 6th. Deadpool 2 came out last month.
Yeah.
Bobby, being, you know, married, no kids, has been to the movie theater. I, on the other hand, the last time I went to the movie theater was to watch Star Wars Force Awakens. And here's the funny thing. It's the only time I've been to the movie theater in the 3 years since my son was born. So just going to point out a discrepancy in lifestyle here. But, you know, yeah. Carry on with your freedom and your going to the movies.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, sorry. We went to a movie and there was this character that, like, didn't matter what happened. All this crazy stuff was happening and they kept getting so lucky. It was like, it looked like they were about to die. And then they were like, something would happen and they didn't die. And like all these things, I feel like the first 6 months of my business life were like that, where it was like, I was almost going to die. I was almost going to fail. And then like this thing happened for me. And my first client was a $3,000 a month client. And that was before Millennial Money Man was making any money. And I was really doing just SEO services. It was for a jeweler and writing content. I was writing a ton of content. And I was, even when I was making that money, I was terrified. So when you were talking about like when did you first get to the point where you were making like a livable wage off the blog, it took a long time. And even when I was making several thousand dollars a month, I was so scared because I could have been fired at any moment. And I didn't have a contract. I didn't have anything. I was just doing the services. Millennial Money Man wasn't doing jack. But then once I started taking that money that I was making from the marketing gig and putting it back in and running Facebook ads and doing all that, probably about a year into it was when things started to kind of pick up. I started making affiliate income. I started doing all these things, but there was a lot of sleepless nights and there was a lot of just being scared all the time. It was like, I just looking over my shoulder, like, man, am I going to get fired? Do I need to pick up more clients? Do I need to do the blog thing? And it was hard, man. It was really hard. And it's weird thinking about it now because it's so much different, but there was a long time where I was like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
I didn't think Millennial Money Man was going to work.
It did, but
that's every person that starts a side hustle, that starts a business of any kind, especially an online business, you're going to have those days where you're like, man, I want to quit.
And downs, or, man,
I thought seriously about going back to be a teacher because I was like, I'm not making it. And that goes through everybody's mind. But the deal is you got to just keep grinding, you got to keep going. And then eventually if you work hard enough and you work smart enough, then you can do it. So
the people that win are the people that don't quit.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, I brought this question up because, and I'm going to make a shameless plug here. And we don't really do this normally in the podcast and this isn't going to be something we're going to make a habit of, but I want to compare that to some of our students and really kind of brag on them a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we've had so many people that have come in. You were telling me today, we had a flash sale over the weekend and a guy bought the course, and the day of the course, he goes, hey, by the way, I went and talked to my friend and told him I was buying this course. And he wrote me a check for $1,000 to provide this service from him. And I hadn't even studied the course yet. Like that's when we talk about the reason I'm making this shameless plug is to prove a point. Speed, right? A blog, you have to have so many readers, you know, even when we're selling products to an audience, 1% of the audience is buying, maybe 2% of the audience. So to really make a dent, to really make money, you've got to have 100 times whatever it is you want to make with sales. But, you know, we've had these students that have come in the day of, and even some, we've had some, like, you know, one of our recent members went 3 months with no client, and she was just like, I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to stick to it. Something's going to happen. And then she posts in our member community, our student community, and goes, hey guys, I got my first client today. And everybody's celebrating. Everybody's having a good time. And in the middle of this comment thread with all the celebrations, she's like, oh my God, I just got my second client. Like the same day, within an hour, somebody had messaged her and was like, let's do this. And we're all really happy for her. And then the next week, this past week, she lands a $5,000 per month client. So she went from zero experience, never having done this, purchased her course, and 3 months later has three paying clients, and one of them is 5K. And so that just kind of goes to show you with the speed and what's possible. So if you are a blogger, if you have a YouTube channel, you're a vlogger, if you have a podcast like us, if you're building an audience, if you're talking about whatever you're passionate about, whether that's, you know, I love my Aggie football, or whether you're talking about wine, or you're talking about personal finance, or you're talking about ponies. If you are talking about ponies, Bobby wants to buy one. Let him know.
I do. Eventually.
He really wants one. Any pony. You know, whatever it is that you're really, you know, passionate about, if you're talking about that and you need to make some money until that audience building blows up, until that blog blows up, that podcast blows up, think about a service. But on the flip side, if you're a service provider, if you're a copywriter, if you're providing ad management, Facebook ads, SEO work, whatever, start building your audience. Like, do it now, right? All you have to do, if you're providing these services for people, go on Facebook, do a Facebook Live, talk about whatever it is. Talk about one subject for 5 minutes. Start a podcast. Talk about what you're knowledgeable about for 30 minutes. Interview other people, pair up with somebody like Bobby and I did, or just talk to yourself, whatever it is. Produce content. Writing, video, audio, it doesn't matter. Do something. And here's the best part. You don't have to have a team like Bobby and I does to produce these nice podcasts or great quality videos or whatever. It can be super freaking shitty, right? My first business, I would pull my phone out. All you need, if you have an iPhone or Samsung or whatever in your pocket, you have the best marketing tool on the planet. Pull your phone out, stick it in your face and talk to it. Okay. And then you can either use that as video, produce it as an audio for a podcast, or go have it transcribed and then edit it and turn it into a blog. That's all you got to do. Do that regularly. Do it once per week for a year and magic will happen.
Yeah. I'll give people the blueprint right now for how to become, I don't want to say as successful as us, but as successful as us.
Yeah.
Or I'll tell you how the Millennial Money Man to like us Laptop Empires thing happened. I had an audience. But I didn't start with an audience. I started building an audience very slowly. I provided services at the same time.
Yep.
With the audience side of it, with Millennial Money Man, I put out content. I provided as much value to people as I possibly could by talking to as many people, making personal connections, doing all of this stuff for literally years. I did it for years. And I gave out none of my content cost anything. I didn't sell any products. I had affiliate links and stuff like that. But with Millennial Money Man, I built that audience for 3 years, not expecting a dime back from them, while also building a skill that a lot of people didn't know how to do with marketing and Facebook ads. And then it's an inflection point. You get to the point where you've built so much trust that all of a sudden you create a product doing the thing that you've been doing and teaching people how to make money, because it's what everybody wants to know how to do is make money. And then when you drop the course, you built all that trust and you have an audience to trust you and they know that you're going to give them something good, then it freaking blows up. And that's exactly what happened for us.
100%. But you could have gone about it a different way too. You could have dropped a personal finance course and the same result would have happened. The same thing, because you'd built that trust. Now,
I don't know.
Saving money is not as sexy as making
money.
Exactly. But the point I want to make is, if your blog is about football, you can drop a football product. If your blog is about food, you can drop a food product, right? You can create something about what you're teaching, right?
Yeah.
And the flip side of that is, like, if you're like me, I didn't have a blog. I say I wasn't building an audience, but I have a network. People know my name.
right? Yeah,
and so I was providing services, but I was actively participating in Facebook groups. I was actively participating in forums. I was going and providing free webinars for other people's paid groups, other people's free groups, anywhere that anybody would invite me, a podcast, a webinar, a guest article, anything like that. I was going and sharing my knowledge and was building an audience that way. And the difference was you were building an audience while providing a service to make some money. I was providing a service to make money while sharing my content in order to get leads for my service. Every time I would do a webinar, every time I would go on a podcast, people would reach out to me to hire me, right?
Yeah.
So the story here is you do both. Pick a path. You can go either way, but do both.
Do both, but make money first. I think that's the most important part. Provide the service, make money first, and then grow the audience, grow the network.
Definitely. Well, we're at the end of today's episode. Thank you everybody for listening. Please go on iTunes, go on Stitcher, wherever it is that you download your podcast that you're listening to us. Subscribe to the Laptop Empires podcast channel. Listen to all of our episodes. They're awesome, we promise. And we will see you next episode. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out. We out.